Pray with me. Good and gracious God, may the words of my mouth and meditation of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. When we think of blessings, we tend to think of the things and people in our lives. We tend to think of those gifts that God has given us. But in our gospel text today, we hear the ones who are poor and hungry and weep and are hated, excluded, reviled, and defamed for Christ's sake are the ones who are blessed. And woe to those who are rich, who are full, who are laughing, and woe to those who all speak well of you. Seems like it should be the other way around. Jesus is tricky like that. But what is he trying to tell us? Jesus is telling us that to be part of God's kingdom will look very different to the world's values. And those who rely on their possessions and not God will receive their woe. What are the level places for us this morning? What are those places in our lives that are fractured and broken? What are the struggles that we've been through and are still going through as individuals and as a congregation? And how do we as God's people manifest to others the kingdom of God in the midst of the brokenness of the world, in the midst of our own brokenness? To be blessed does not mean that we are free from struggles. In fact, to be moving in the direction of God's kingdom will most likely bring us under attack. When we embody the kingdom to others, we may very well be hated, excluded, reviled, defamed by those who reject God's kingdom, breaking into their lives to make them whole, redeemed, and saved. To be blessed is to live in the life of God, to intentionally be the people of God, despite how other people treat you. It is to walk intentionally with Christ. It's to live in communion and awareness of Christ in our lives, so that even in our struggles, we know that He is with us, and our struggles will not last forever, and we will be gathered into the kingdom of God. Those who put their trust in material things and rely on themselves for their joy, seeking themselves above others, they're living on borrowed time and will receive the condemnation and death if they don't change their path. So all people, poor or rich, have a choice to make. They can either align themselves with the trappings of this world that lead to death, or align themselves with the kingdom which leads to abundant eternal life. The prophet Jeremiah tells us the same thing, but in a different way. He says that those who put their trust in themselves and their own strength are cursed because they turn away from God. But those who trust in the Lord will be blessed. In my view, when we speak about others and treat others in a certain way, it says a lot about who and whose we are, and whether we are on that path to blessing or woe. If we seek the worst in our neighbor, then we are living like the world and not the kingdom. When we seek to help each other and the people in our community, and we choose the path that leads to the kingdom of God. As St. Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians, when we are envious or boastful, seeking ways to lift ourselves up at the expense of tearing down others, when we act arrogant and rude, insisting our way is the only way, When we act irritable and resentful, pointing out the faults of others and are not willing to see our own faults, then we have chosen the path of the world. When we lift each other up, work on understanding someone else's point of view, help someone in their calling as the people of God, willing to give up control and live in love and unity, we are acting as children of God, people of the way. Our Jeremiah text says, "The heart is devious above all else. It is perverse. Who can understand it? I, the Lord, test the mind and search the heart to give to all according to their ways, according to the fruit of their doings." Now, these words shouldn't make us a little uncomfortable, then they probably should. Jesus sees what's in our hearts. He sees our sinfulness, our allegiance to the world. He sees our pettiness, our arrogance, our need to be validated, our need for control. But Jeremiah also says this, that God will make a new covenant with his people. In Christ, God gives us a new covenant. He puts his law within us. And the Holy Eucharist, God's law, his word, his very Son enters within us. And the Spirit writes his word on our hearts. And we receive the forgiveness of our iniquity, and God remembers our sin no more. In Christ, we are equipped and empowered by the Holy Spirit to be God's people, to be Christ's presence in the world. We trust in the Lord, and we are the Eucharistic people, a people of thanksgiving. We give thanks for his presence and blessings in our lives, even in the midst of our struggles, knowing that Christ will get us through them, and they won't last forever. To be the Eucharistic people, the people of the kingdom of God, is to be a people who see God's blessings and not our scarcity. Is a people who see our resources and assets as God's blessings and are animated by the Holy Spirit to use them to do mission in the world. By doing mission, by actually meeting people face to face, who are in need, community is built. Relationships are formed. The body of Christ, the church, grows here in this place. And the blessings of Christ pour out into the streets, transforming lives, their lives, and our lives. Eucharistic people, people of the kingdom of God, see Christ's presence in each other, in the face of those in the church, and in the face of those in need. And we realize that even in our struggles, that we are seen and we are known, and we are loved and we are blessed, and we are not alone. Amen.